With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's a new requirement for domestic air travelers starting today. Passengers need to have a real ID. It's a security-enhanced ID card. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on the changes.
We will make sure that it is as seamless as possible and that travelers will get to stay on their intended itinerary, but we are telling people that this law will be enforced and it will allow us to know individuals in this country who they are and that they're authorized to travel.
A passport is a valid alternative to real ID. During an Oval Office meeting with Canada's new Prime Minister, President Trump said the United States is not interested in Canadian imports.
We really don't want Canadian steel and we don't want Canadian aluminum and various other things, because we want to be able to do it ourselves.
The president has slapped tariffs on Canadian imports, including autos, steel, and aluminum. Economist Stephen Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says it's important that the U.S. and Canada resolve their trade dispute.
I think it makes sense for Canada and the United States to kiss and make up.
After all, Moore says Canada remains an important trade ally.
But Canada also does need to play by the rules.
Something Moore says it's not been doing, still levying steep tariffs on some U.S. imports, despite a free trade deal achieved with President Trump during his first term. Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Pakistan calls India's missile strikes an act of war and claims it downed several Indian fighter jets. It's the worst confrontation between the rivals since 2019, when they came close to war. Catholic cardinals have sequestered themselves at the Vatican for the start of a conclave to elect the next pope. The 133 cardinals will be locked inside the Sistine Chapel, where they will vote in secret and silence. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that a lot of Catholics don't accept fundamental Catholic teachings.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 84% of U.S. Catholics think the church should allow them to use birth control. 50% want to see the church legalize gay marriage, and 59% believe it's time for female priests. The poll also finds that 60% of Catholics in this country want the church to change its teachings to be more inclusive, no matter what the Bible says. Meanwhile, cardinals from around the world are in Rome selecting a new pope. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Americans on both sides of the church-state separation debate are anxiously awaiting the Supreme Court's ruling on a proposed Catholic charter school in Oklahoma to be financed with taxpayer dollars. The dispute over St. Isidore comes at a time when the High Court has been steadily expanding the limits of aid to faith-based schools. This is SRN News. President Trump is ordering a halt to nearly 2 months of U.S. airstrikes on Yemen's Houthis. Tammy Bruce, a spokeswoman at the State Department, says the U.S. and Houthi rebels have come to an agreement.
The president also announced in this meeting that the Houthis have capitulated following the administration's strikes. In the president's words, the Houthis have announced that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight, and we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings. They say that they will not be blowing up ships anymore.
In his first post-presidential interview, Joe Biden tells the BBC that President Trump's pressure on Ukraine to give up territory to Russia amounts to modern-day appeasement, a term that refers to a failed effort to stop the Nazis from annexing land in Europe in the 1930s. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.